What do you do when your life just blows? Trapped in a job where the bullshit flows? You feel like choking everyone you know, but wait! Sit right down and lend an ear. Let the Schadenfreude bring you cheer from the grief and the frustration. Here with plausible, audible, pauses.
This may come as a surprise to a lot of you listeners out there, but to be perfectly frank, I hate a lot of things. In fact, my friends have more or less assigned me "I hate that" as a catchphrase. For example, how about motorcycles? They're as loud, dumb, and pretentious as the people who ride them, and honestly, once you start putting sidecars and trailers on them, just buy a fucking car and cut out the middleman, because you're not cool anymore, okay? How about Speedos? Even if you are an athlete, don't wear one outside of competition, especially if it's in public. Honestly, working for a water park, you'll get chewed out for improper posture, but I'm willing to put money down that a slumping cashier is only a fraction as damaging as some lumbering jumbo with his junk in your children's face, but I digress. Such wild and unidirectional hatred is nothing to be proud of course. There are many who say that it's unhealthy and unrewarding to go through life hating anything, much less all the things. Nevertheless, I feel perfectly justified when I'm confronted with the mind-numbingly hypocritical, the pitifully ignorant, and the painfully moronic to wish whatever the thing is the very same pain it unwittingly caused me. For today's pap smear, I'm going to go down the list of some of my least favorite anime. But not just my least favorite anime. Almost every one of these anime on my list are ones with either a major fan following or a major cult following. I know each and every one of these is a losing battle, but I don't care. This particular rant has been boiling inside of me long enough, and it's about time the world was exposed to it. Consider this sentence your spoiler warning. Number 1. Inuyasha. I liked this series when I was first exposed to it. I mean, I didn't care too much for the main character, but as time went on, I cared for him even less. He grew to be an annoying, brash cretin with a moral compass that always seemed to point to Whimsy's house. I know he was a demon, but there's only so many episodes that can go by before the beast has to man up and get his act together, at least before Beauty gets eaten by something other than him. How many episodes were there anyway?
Over 9,000!
I know, right? How many pieces of the Shikon Jewel were there? In the middle seasons, it always looked like they were one or two shards away from completing that little marble, and at least two of them were in Koga's legs. At least until they were stolen, I think. But my point is, how long could they stretch that fucking story? To abridge the rest, Inuyasha had crappy main characters, a lame villain who refused to give the viewers a break by just dying and giving them someone else, and an ending that must have been written by J.K. Rowling, because we basically saw it happen within the first few episodes. Takahashi, make a series where Moroku and Sango are the leads, and Sesshomaru is the antagonist. Then we'll talk. Number 2. Hellsing. Don't get me wrong. Any anime where the protagonists are facing vampiric zombie Nazis, an awesome Irish swordsman with hot-ass lesbian minions, the anime version of Eric Cartman with one of the most badass villain speeches in anime history, werewolves, evil gambit, muscled tattoo chicks, and a teleporting immortal catboy who's gorgeous enough to give even a straight guy pause, using what is essentially a handheld tank wielded by a huge-chested vampire babe to fight them, that's pretty fucking amazing. That is, until you realize that none of the bad guys here have any real chance at victory, and none of the minor characters have any real relevance. None. Zero. And that's not just because they aren't the heroes, and most stories dictate that even relative good must triumph over definite evil. It's because Alucard, the main character, has all the powers. Don't believe me? Look on Wikipedia. Go ahead, I'll wait. Pause the podcast, check it, and come back and tell me I'm wrong. Even the powers he doesn't have can be imitated using a mix of the other ones, or he can just absorb the person who's got it. Probably his most potent ability, though, is to summon a legion of fangirls to bitch out anybody who besmirches his flawlessness. I'll bet you the contents of my last will and testament that if I were to go to an anime convention and tell everyone Alucard is a god-moaning prick, that I'd have my throat cut halfway through the word prick, and I'd be left to bleed to death somewhere in the doujinshi section. I always root for the underdog in an anime, but when the protagonist is a snarky jagoff who can't be damaged, much less defeated, and the bitch pulling his leash is a cold, emotionless wretch, I can't help wondering which one is predestined to be the greater threat to mankind. Vampiric zombies, or his psychotic, undying power gaming ass? Number 3. The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Love the music. Loved it. But when there's an entire anime based on what Bender said in War is the H-Word,
the name of the game is make Bender happy or he blows up the planet!
I have to wonder what the point is. It's like the whole thing was a dream twist, only you were tricked into investing yourselves in the characters that were, in essence, nothing but the title character's train of thought gone out of control. They need to make a second season where we see what happens first. Kyon kills Haruhi before she decides she's bored with it and remakes it on a whim, erasing everything as a result, or she gets her heart broken at the senior prom and cuts her wrists in the bathroom listening to Linkin Park, end of anime. In all fairness, Yuki's pretty cute, but it needs more to make an anime I can give two dams about than a quiet, wispy, short-haired, artificially created cutie head. Speaking of which, number 4, Evangelion. I watched every episode of this one, but didn't have the fortitude to give two shits about anything that was going on. Giant robots try to cause Armageddon, and the only ones who can stop them are a bunch of twisted motherfuckers, and I mean that literally, who spend whatever time they aren't being emo getting killed, in some cases repeatedly, by other twisted motherfuckers, and sit around masturbating on coma patients. Yeah, that's a classic series destined for a place on my collector's shelf, I can tell you that right now. I hated the characters, except Rei Ayanami. Hated the plot, hated the ending, whichever one you like, and I hate the fans. Biblical references don't automatically make you profound. Moving on.